Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Do you remember when President Biden, Treasury Secretary Yellen, and Federal Reserve Chair Powell repeatedly said that soaring consumer prices to four-decade-high levels were transitory? Now they have been forced to admit that still too high increases in consumer prices are persistent. Or do you remember last summer when President Biden changed the definition of the word recession in order to pretend that America was not already suffering one? Well, the gross domestic product since the beginning of last year through the end of March this year overall grew by less than the increase in consumer prices. That means that for 15 months, the American economy has been in a downturn. 8 weeks ago, two large U.S. banks and the second largest bank in Switzerland failed. Another U.S. bank was rescued by a consortium of major American banks. Since then, government officials have tried to claim that the crisis for America's banks was over. Once again, government politicians and bureaucrats have been shown to be lying to the public. Over this past weekend, the U.S. government seized failing First Republic Bank, the nation's 14th largest financial institution. Most of its assets were sold to JPMorgan Chase, America's riskiest bank in terms of potential losses from defaults on multi-hundreds of billions of dollars of derivatives contracts. Now, will the administration continue to tout the strength in the American economy? Can they still pretend that this is true even as massive layoffs are announced almost every day? Or that the reduction in the average work week results in lower worker incomes despite minor wage rate increases? Do you still trust the government to tell you the truth? Those who do will be those who suffer the worst as the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar continues falling at a faster pace than in decades past. For your own financial protection, you need to seek out sources of information that point out the deceptions in government announcements and statistics. Once you have a more accurate understanding of exactly what is going on in the world, you will comprehend the reasons why you should own some bullion-priced physical gold and silver as wealth insurance. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.